Big tech titans Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Pichet seated by Elon Musk at Trump inauguration. By Sean Moran on January 20, 2025. The leaders of the influential tech platforms in the world are attending President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration after donating millions of dollars to his inauguration committee. Silicon Valley leaders, many of whom established the most censorious practices on their respective platforms, are attending Trump's inauguration to become the 47th president. They join prominent Trump advisor and Tesla CEO Elon Musk in taking a place of honor at the inauguration. The list includes Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Other prominent tech leaders attending include TikTok CEO Xuzi Chu, OpenAI boss Sam Altman, and Uber chief Dara Khosrowshahi. Many of these big tech companies and their chief executives, including Amazon, Meta, Google, Microsoft, have donated millions of dollars to Trump's inaugural committee. Several of these tech companies have started pivoting away from their onerous fact-check regimes in favor of prioritizing free speech. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced in early January major changes to his platform's content moderation policies and practices on Facebook and Instagram, including scrapping Facebook's third-party fact-check system known for its leftist bias. Zuckerberg also announced that the recent election of Donald Trump serves as a cultural tipping point towards prioritizing free speech over curbing alleged misinformation or hate speech. Meta also eliminated its diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) programs and will instead focus on hiring regardless of one's immutable characteristics. Google said it would not add fact checks to its search results or YouTube video in Europe, flouting an EU law that requires tech giants to use fact-checkers. However, as Pichet is attending Monday's inauguration, it seems that the search giant has not fully pivoted towards Trump. Google, in the aftermath of Trump's historic election, planned to co-host a social event with Democrat Super PAC Priorities USA, as those Democrats sought to resist the Republican agenda. A Google spokesperson said that the big tech company will host the happy hour for Priorities USA. However, the spokesman said that the company would not participate in the digital retrospective event. "We did not participate in creating the content of the meeting, as they do for large ad buyers on both sides of the aisle. Our political sales team will host some drinks after it," the spokesman said. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.